Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The World Cup kicks off in Sao Paulo on Thursday at an estimated cost of $11.5 billion, the most expensive cup ever staged. While government spending and efforts to spruce up or knock down poor neighborhoods have set off street protests and led to charges of corruption, one expenditure is being mostly praised: the funding of the Walk Again Consortium. That's a team of scientists and engineers from 25 nations developing what is bound to be one of the most memorable parts of the World Cup's opening ceremony. The goal is for a paralyzed person to rise from his or her wheelchair and make the first kick of the games with the aid of a mind-controlled exoskeleton. Danielle Elliott traveled to Sao Paulo to see the exoskeleton in action and wrote about it in The Dream Kickoff, an article for Grantland. Danielle Elliott, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Danielle, this must have been a fascinating thing to see. I've seen videos of it. But first, your description. What did you see? What it looks like, what it's made of, and how a person actually wears this suit?
It really is fascinating. It's almost like a spacesuit that has all of these exposed wires and tubes on the back. And the tubes are hydraulic, and they're connecting what would be the shoulders to the legs. And they're filled with different oils every day to help them run. And how I saw it in the lab in Sao Paulo was that it's suspended from the ceiling, and they help put the person into it.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's placed onto the ground, you're standing in it, and your thighs and your calves are Velcroed into these straps to hold them into metal leg braces. And on their head, they're wearing, kind of looks like a swim cap with a bunch of dime-sized holes in it. And those actually have the sensors. They're called EEG sensors. Those are reading the signals sent off by the neurons in their brain. And then over the top of that, they're wearing what just looks like a bicycle helmet. And that will keep them safe in case anything happened, in case for some reason they fell. That way they're wearing a helmet. And it also just makes them feel more secure overall.
And when you saw it in the lab, were there actually people who were paralyzed placed into the suits, or were these just other test cases?
There's four rooms in the lab, and in one of them, there's a what they call the simulator, and it's a very similar apparatus that's attached to a stand attached to a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a paralyzed person in the simulator, but Dr. Nicolelis is guarding this project so heavily, and he just said for me to be in the room while a patient was using the actual exoskeleton was just too much of a distraction. So he hasn't allowed any media in the room with the actual exoskeleton while it's in use.
Wow, I can just not imagine somebody who's been unable to walk or support themselves suddenly standing up. And tell us more about this, Dr. Nicolelis. Miguel Nicolelis, he's a neuroscientist at the helm of an international collaboration called Walk Again. It's a mind-controlled skeleton. Tell us a little bit about his background and what led him here to the World Cup.
So Miguel is one of the most fascinating scientists I've ever interviewed, and he's just this huge character who is so in love with soccer and so in love with science, and he just sees the World Cup. From the first time I spoke with him in January, you know, he just described how opening ceremonies are so often about arts and music, and he just wanted the world to see that Brazil is a hub for science and for scientific research. And he said, what better stage than the World Cup stage? And he also just sees this opportunity as a chance to get kids in Brazil thinking about science as an opportunity. And he said, you know, they don't have to just think about soccer. So he's just this larger-than-life character who loves soccer. And every interview I had with him, he talked about the exoskeletons, he talked about science, but more than anything, he talked about soccer.
Well, he's got a great stage for it. Tell us a little bit about the origins. When did Dr. Nicolelis start to develop this exoskeleton?
This is something he's really been working on his entire career, so more than 30 years. His initial research was at Hahnemann University. He was helping develop sensors that could read multiple neurons at the same time, because at the end of the day, fast forward 30 years, it's reading those neurons that allows this exoskeleton to work in the same way that your brain would normally send a command down your spinal cord to your muscles. But in people who are paralyzed, that throughway has been cut off.
That is what is so game-changing about this. I can imagine, you know, fitting somebody with a skeleton and maybe programming it to do something, but this is actually working on the brain. Now, this project did not get funding from the Brazilian government until 2013, I read in your article, which is a really quick turnaround. How have they been preparing the 8 potential patients for this big day?
It has just been an incredibly fast turnaround. But as Dr. Nicolelis has said to me over and over, it will be done on time. He was actually surprised by how fast the patients really mastered the technology. He said he expected it to take them a few weeks, but within a few hours, they were able to control not the actual exoskeleton, but a virtual avatar. So now it's really a matter of the hardest part for them has been working with physical therapists and just getting their bodies accustomed to being upright again, because some of these people haven't stood upright for over a decade.
Yeah. And balance, things like that, I would worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. The hours they spend with the physical therapist are really the most intense part of this process for them. And then for Dr. Nicolelis, it's also the working with the engineers and getting this right, because this project really crosses over. It's not basic research anymore, and it's not rehabilitation. It's also engineering. So he's touching on so many aspects of science.
And the pressure must be intense, but I'm trying to understand why unveil the bionic exoskeleton at the World Cup, you know, with the biggest audience in the world when the stakes are so high?
He would say, why not? Why not get people excited about science? But a lot of people have wondered if this is too much spectacle, especially in the science world. It's not common to see something like this unveiled on such a huge stage. But he just says, you know, it should be. People should see this and get them excited. And people who are tuning into the World Cup are not necessarily the same people who would normally be tuning in to a scientific demonstration. So he just says, you know, this is how we'll reach larger audiences. What better stage than the World Cup?
Well, we're getting a lot of news about Brazil's preparedness and social unrest about the World Cup, plagued by a few problems so far. How likely do you think, Danielle, that this is going to go off without a hitch?
Based on having met Dr. Nicolelis, I think that this is going to happen. I mean, I'm not a scientist myself, but having met him, having seen it in action, having met the patients and seeing how dedicated they are to this, I'm hoping it goes off. I can't say that I'm 100% positive it will, but I think it will. His passion for this project is just amazing.
So any implications beyond the World Cup? What happens with this exoskeleton research after all of the furor, the funding, and the excitement has died down?
So this is actually one place where it looks like all of the money poured into this project will continue to help the people of Brazil, because they have a universal healthcare system. And Nicolelis spearheaded and is the scientific director, I believe that's his title, of a neuroscience research facility in the northern state of Brazil. And he said that those exoskeletons will be there. They'll continue to do research with them. His hope is that these are just prototypes and that many more will be developed so that paralyzed individuals across Brazil have access to them.
Okay, Danielle, we're going to go with your hope on this one, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Danielle Elliott there. She traveled to Brazil to report on the progress of this bionic exoskeleton that's being developed for the World Cup and beyond. 8 people are now in training to be the person to make the first symbolic kick at the World Cup. We'll have a chance to see that live this Thursday. But for now, you can look online, and we have posted some videos of people inside of these exoskeletons at wordofmouthradio.org. Truly amazing.